It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show. And let's say good afternoon to Q92 sports director Paul Ramo.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapaw Valley High School this afternoon for Section 3A softball. That's right. The road to Mankato in the state softball tournament begins in a few minutes here. And Section 3AA, Lacapaw Valley, is hosting a couple games here today. They're the number two seed. They're going to be taking on Dawson Boyd, the seventh seed, here in a little bit. And the second game, we'll not be broadcasting this game. McCray will take on Bold out here at Lacapaw Valley, and then the winners will play at 6 o'clock tonight in the winner's bracket, and it is single elimination the first game here, so the loser of this game is done for the season, and the winner moves on, and actually, if you win this game, you're guaranteed a game in Cottonwood on Saturday. Lacapaw Valley comes into this game with the Blackjacks 16-4, one of the best seasons in Lacapaw Valley softball history. Coach Janet Larson has done an outstanding job. Dawson Boyd, a very, very young team. They're 4-15. However, they ended on a really positive note on Friday as they swept Yellow Medicine East, 10-run to sting in both games, and they're pretty pumped about that. Coaches and captains are at the home plate going over some of the ground rules here at Lacapaw Valley. We have had some rain showers here, off and on, kind of spotty. Just had a pretty good downpour about 5 minutes ago, but it's clearing off a little bit, and looks like that's going to happen throughout the game. So I'm broadcasting right behind home plate here, and at the picnic table, and got a good view of the field here, and a lot of people already parked with their cars out in the outfield fence and trying to stay dry and out of the wind a little bit. So that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show, and we'll come back with your starting lineups and opening pitch in the Section 3A softball tournament between Dawson Boyd and Lacapaw Valley right after these words from our fine sponsors. I got it made. Fresh at Subway. Subs made just the way I say. I got it made.
Fresh at Subway. At Subway, you got it made exactly the way you say. Like the better-for-you turkey breast and black forest ham with spinach. Hit it with red onions, cucumbers, whatever fresh veggies you want. Still 4 grams of fat. You so got it made.
Make sure you stop by your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 sports director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, State Bank from Taunton, United Prairie Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Syngenta Seeds, Boris Crop Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by Heartland Motor Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Madison Dental Clinic, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, Jeff Olson Seeds, Black Pearl Agency, Jim's Market. Sports brought to you by Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dray Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Lacapaw Valley, everyone. I tell you what, Maynard, they're going to play the national anthem right now, and so let's just give it right back to you, and they play the national anthem here at the softball complex.
Prairie Sun Bank in Milan and Appleton will help you with your personal banking needs, whether you need to open a checking account, save for tomorrow, get credit, apply for a loan. You'll find that Prairie Sun Bank, as your financial partner, takes action on your behalf. Prairie Sun Bank will make things happen quickly and conveniently. They also offer 24-hour ATM machines at the Appleton and Milan Banks, and also ATM machines at Ashman's Mini Mart and the Holloway Hideout. Contact Prairie Sun Bank in Milan and Appleton today for all your financial needs. That's Prairie Sun Bank, Milan, Appleton.
The word Ferris and innovation are interchangeable, and the good folks at the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambion, Minnesota would love to show you why. Their new Ferris IS3200Z commercial zero-turn mower now features Vanguard's exclusive oil guard system that extends oil service and intervals by five times. So stop by the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambion, Minnesota today and see for yourself how the new Ferris IS3200Z with oil guard will save you money. Ferris, innovative productivity. That's the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Minnesota. And be sure to ask about their 48-month 0% financing program.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lacapral Valley High School for Section 3A softball action between Lacapral Valley and Dawson Boyd. I had a little technical difficulties with the national anthem, so we said the Pledge of Allegiance. And, well, weather-wise, I think it's going to be spotty, a little light rain every once in a while. We had the sun peek out just a few seconds ago, and so we might get some rains. I got my umbrella handy, and hopefully it'll stay dry. And we will start the section tournament here. Lacapral Valley, as I mentioned, the number two seed. Kylie Larson, the senior right-hander, is the pitcher. Defensively for the Eagles, Sydney Gertis will be behind the plate. McClay Wushlager, a senior at first base. Maddie Patzer at second, Kelsey Lund at short, and Tania Tossel at third base for Lacapral Valley. Out in the outfield, it's Haley Wushlager, a sophomore, in left field, and Jenna Berkeley in center. She's a junior, and Ashton Molden, a sophomore, in right field. Leading off for the Blackjacks will be Ashley Borstead. Ashley will be playing second base. Then the batting second will be Brittany Whitmore. Whitmore will be out in left field. Batting third is Mary Boffin. Mary will be pitching. Kaya Thordahl will be out in right field. She'll bat fourth. Lily Olson will bat fifth. Lily will be playing center field. Kelsey Spencer will be playing shortstop. Amelia Olson will bat seventh. Olivia Stratmore eighth. Jenna Wyam ninth. Here we go. Blackjacks batting in the bottom, top of the first inning. Here's your first pitch of the Section 3A tournament. And it's high, a ball. Ashley Borstead, a junior, playing second base today, and there's a strike called. One ball, one strike. And a lot of excitement and enthusiasm here as the sun shines right now here on us. Out here at Lacapral Valley, pitches low for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Ashley Borstead. Brittany Whitmore on deck for the Blackjacks. And Larson pitch, ground ball to second. Maddie Patzer fields it, underhands it to McClay Wushlager for the first out. So we have one out, and the sun is really shining now. That feels good, that sunshine on you. And might have to put the shades on. But looking at the sky, that sun won't last long. And here's Brittany Whitmore, left fielder for Dawson Boyd. And a pitch there is a ball by Kylie. Kylie, a lot of varsity experience for the Eagles. Here's the windup, and the pitch to Whitmore's a strike call. We've got two umpires, one guy on the plate, one on the bases. One ball, one strike to Whitmore, and there's a pop fly out of play, down the right field line out of play there. As more and more people come into the softball complex here at Lacapral Valley High School. We'll get to that Section 3A tournament and all the brackets here in between pitches. Here's a two-strike pitch to Whitmore. It's in the dirt. Took a bounce in front of the home plate. So that's the Eagles, the outstanding record this year, 16-4. Went on like a 13-game win streak at one point. There's a ball. And I think it's three balls and two strikes to Brittany Whitmore. So here's a full count pitch from Kylie. And as it popped up to left field, Tania Tossel, the third baseman, behind the third base bag. And Tania hauls it in for out number two. when the ball left Whitmore's bat, I thought it was going to go in shallow left field. It was actually just behind third base, and I had no trouble catching that ball. And so there's two outs here in the top of the first, and here's Mary Boffin. And there's a fastball right down the middle for strike one from Kylie Larson. Mary Boffin will be pitching for Dawson Boyd. There's pitch ball. Blackjacks and the Lacaparl Valley Eagles, these two teams played earlier in the season. There's a swing and fall back, I believe, for strike two. Lacaparl Valley won both games back on April 27th, 11-1 and 14-3, the scores in those games. And here's a pitch to Mary, and it's high right at the shoulders for a ball. Mary Boffin, an outstanding athlete at Dawson Boyd. Volleyball, basketball. Here's the pitch. There's a hard hit ball. The Pats are at second. Maddie knocks it down. Underhands it to first, and they just hit Boffin. Nice defensive play by Maddie Patzer. Boy, Boffin, Mary hit that ball very hard. And Patzer kept the ball in front of her and then quickly underhanded to Wishlager for the out. So for Dawson Boyd in the top of the first, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first with the Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Softball right here on Q92.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM. It's 3:02.
The State Bank of Taunton, your locally owned full-service bank, is lending a hand with low rates on farm and equipment loans. Borrow funds for equipment, vehicles, buildings, bins, farm improvements, and more with favorable terms and low fixed rates. Stop in and talk to Amber or Mariah about their personalized lending solutions for your operation or give them a call at 507-872-6136. The State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com. State Bank of Taunton, a full-service bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Providing feed, fuel, and fiber for the world is a tough job. Sukup Manufacturing and Lacaparl Co-op are here to help you do it. Sukup Grain Handling, Drying, and Storage Products provide solutions that help you protect and preserve the world's grain supply. Sukup offers a complete line of material handling equipment such as chain loop, double run drag, and high flight conveyors, as well as bucket elevators and support towers. They have a full line of portable and tower dryers, as well as centrifugal and axial fans and heaters for in-bin drying. Their grain bins range from small on-farm storage bins to large commercial tanks, including their 1.5 million bushel bin, the world's largest free-span bin. And with the addition of Sukup steel buildings, they can protect and preserve not only your crop, but the tools you use to produce it as well. So no matter what your need, Sukup has a solution for you. Visit Lacaparl Co-op or call 320-769-4306 today. Sukup Manufacturing Company, engineering solutions since 1963.
All right, welcome back to Lacaparl Valley. No score between Dawson Boyd and the Eagles. Eagles batting here, and here's the first pitch here in the bottom of the first to Kelsey Lund from Mary Boffin. It's high for ball one. Kelsey Lund getting things started here for Lacaparl Valley. She's been a tremendous leadoff batter all season for the Eagles, getting on base. Just, amazing amount of times for a leadoff batter. She hits that one, smokes it down the left field line foul. Kelsey leads the team in doubles with 7 this year. She has 12 RBIs for Lacaparl Valley. Defensively for Dawson Boyd, who got Mary Boffin. Well, Mary decided to put the shades on with the sun out here now. She's a sophomore, and an outstanding pitcher for the Blackjacks. And Kelsey hits that one foul out of play. And once again, I'm not very smart. I should have moved my car. And that ball went right towards my car. I might have a few dents on it by the time the game's over. Two strikes on Kelsey. Here's the pitch. It's a changeup. It's popped up in the infield. Mary Boffin calls for it and makes the catch. That's right. Mary Boffin probably has one of the best changeups in the Camden Conference, that's for sure. So one out, Lund pops out to Mary Boffin, the pitcher, and here's Haley Wishlager for the Eagles, and the pitch to Haley's inside for a ball. Haley is sophomore, and Haley has 18 RBIs this spring for Lacaparl Valley. That's a lot of RBIs. Here's a changeup by Mary. Ken just missed outside for ball two. Yeah, Mary does a great job of changing her speeds up on her pitches. And we've seen Mary do that last year, and she's really kind of mastered that a lot more. There's a ground ball by Wurschlager right back to Botten, the pitcher. She throws over to Wyom, and there's two quick outs, 1-3 put out. Remember, single elimination in this first round here in Section 3A. And the Eagles last year up in Kirkhoven were upset by McCray in that first round. And I'm sure Coach Janet wasn't around then, but the girls don't want to talk about that. Here's a strike called to Kylie Larson. It's pitcher versus pitcher here. In the bottom of the first inning and no score. We'll get to that defensive lineup here for the Blackjacks. There's that change up right back to Mary off her glove. And it goes to Spencer. She throws the first. Oh, Jenna can't hang on to the ball. At first base, I think she would have been safe anyway. So Kylie Larson gets on base. The Eagles have their first base runner of the game here in the bottom of the first inning. And here's Tania Tossel, and wait till you hear Tania's stats this year. There's a pitch. There goes the runner down to second. Here's a throw. She's out of there. Oh, what a throw by Amelia Olson, the freshman catcher for Dawson Boyd. Throws Larson out trying to steal second. And here are the Blackjacks. I don't know if you can hear them coming back into the dugout. They're pumped on that. Tremendous throw by Olson down to second, and they got Larson trying to steal, and that'll end the inning. Tossel will come back at the plate. We'll take a break. No score between the Blackjacks and the Eagles in this Section 3A softball tournament. We'll be right back.
Your home loan experience just got easier with United Prairie Bank. Get the best of both worlds with our new online mortgage center, the convenience of an easy online application, and the personal service from your hometown mortgage experts. Apply online with ease when it fits your schedule, day or night. Visit UnitedPrairieBank.com and access our easy online mortgage application center. We'll help you get there. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
The word Ferris and innovation are interchangeable, and the good folks at the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambion, Minnesota would love to show you why. Their new Ferris IS3200Z commercial zero-turn mower now features Vanguard's exclusive oil guard system that extends oil service and intervals by 5 times. So stop by the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambion, Minnesota today and see for yourself how the new Ferris IS3200Z with oil guard will save you money. Ferris, innovative productivity. That's the Farmers Co-op Association of Cambie and Minneota. And be sure to ask about their 48-month 0% financing program.
Kaya Jordahl just took a strike from Kylie Larson to start the top of the second inning here. No score. And a pop-up, and it's going to go in the stands. Right beside me here, Kaya Jordahl batting for Dawson Boyd. She's a freshman playing right field. Boy, I just can't get over that throw by ninth grader Amelia Olson behind the plate to get Larson. It was just perfect throw to second. Larson trying to steal to end the inning there. A ball there thrown to Kaya. And here's the windup in a fastball. It's thrown out the left field. That's going to go all the way to the fence. In the gap between left field and center field, Jordahl's on her way to second base with a double by Kaya Jordahl. A stand-up double by the freshman, Jordahl. Boy, she ripped that one. And we're going to have a pinch runner here. Jordahl comes up, gets high fives from her teammates right beside me here. And it looks like Camden Geezy will be running here. Geezy at second base running. Here's Lily Olson, number 15. For the Blackjacks. So a solid hit there by Jordahl to get things going here in the top of the second inning. And here's Larson's pitch, and Button is thrown on the third, and she is out! Oh, Cindy Curtis! Geezy thrown out at third, trying to steal third. The pitch was high and away, and Cindy Curtis, the Eagle catcher, Tania Tossel was charging on the bunt, and so Kelsey Lund literally had to cover third from short, and Kelsey put the tag on Geezy. Here's a swing and fall back by Olson. So 1 hour. So we've had both catchers now throwing runners out here in some big plays. And a ball there to Lily Olson. No score between La Caprile Valley and Dawson Boyd. You're listening to Section 3A softball from La Caprile Valley High School this afternoon. There's a pitch outside. So far, pretty entertaining softball game. Kylie Larson, the senior right-hander, pitch. There's a strike by the home plate umpire. And we got three balls and two strikes to Lily Olson with one out. And here's a full count pitch. And that's a strike. Going to have to throw it on the first. We got our first strikeout of the game there. Two outs. And that brings up the shortstop, Kelsey Spencer, sophomore. Kelsey Spencer batting for Dawson Boyd with two outs here in the top of the first. And the pitch from Kylie is a strike call. Now the home plate umpire, he belts strike or ball out pretty good. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. You know, Kylie's one of those pitchers, when she finds her groove, boy, she's just unbeatable. And she gets the sign there from Sydney Gertis, the catcher, and the windup and the pitch. Just missed that low ball there. Well, we just had a dark cloud come over the field here, but no rain. Sun went away for a while. Kylie actually took her coat off. And the pitch is high and away to Kelsey Spencer. Two balls, one strike, I believe, to Spencer. And the pitch to ground ball foul. Down the first base side. Now the sun coming out once again. Probably say that all game long here. It's going to be another game after this one. We will not be broadcasting McCray and Bold, but we'll be picking up the 6 o'clock game tonight. There's strike three. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Kylie Larson and the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Dawson Boyd. We're going to go to the bottom of the second with La Caprile Valley coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
You're independent, so are we. We're member-owned and not-for-profit. Because of that, we make our loan decisions right here at the credit union. You don't have to wait for some out-of-town loan approval. That means fast, quick answers on your loan requests. Dawson Co-op Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online at dawsonco-opcu.com.
All right, welcome back to La Caprile Valley. You're listening to Section 3A softball playoffs right here on Q92 this afternoon. La Caprile Valley and Dawson Boyd, no score as we go to the bottom of the second inning here. And Tanaya Tasso will be back in the batter's box. She was in there last inning, but Amelia Olson threw Kylie Larson out trying to steal second to end the inning. So Tanaya will step back in the batter's box, and what a season Tanaya Tossel is having for La Caprile Valley. She leads the Eagles in RBIs. Listen to this, 32 RBIs for Tanaya this year. And she's just been swinging a hot bat, and she's facing Mary Boffin. And a swing and a miss on a fastball there by Tanaya. Tanaya also has 5 triples this year and 2 home runs over the fence. And here's the windup by Mary Boffin, and swing and a miss for strike two. Boy, a big cut there by Tanaya. Now Mary will probably come in with that changeup. And here's the 0-2 pitch coming to Tanaya Tossel, and there it is, ground ball right to Janet Larson. And oh, Janet fields it barehanded. in the third base coaching box there. Good crowd on hand here this afternoon at Lock Parle Valley High School. It's going to get a lot more people here with Bold and McCray fans coming in shortly. Here's a two-strike pitch, and that just missed for a ball. 1-2 to Tanaya. She steps back into the batter's box. Pretty good wind picking up here, and there's a pitch inside for a ball. I think Mary wanted a strike called on that one. First batter here, two balls, two strikes to Tanaya Tossel of the Eagles. Here's a windup by Boppin, and the pitch. There's a ground ball right towards the first base dugout. Tanaya got a piece of that one, but she's got this bright orange bat. It's a young Dawson boy team. Just start one senior, two juniors, and four sophomores, and two freshmen. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tanaya goes down swinging. That's a rare strikeout for Tanaya Tossel. And that's the first strikeout for Mary Boppin. That was a good battle there between Tossel and Boppin. Here's Jenna Berkleyo, the center fielder for Lock Parle Valley, a junior. And the pitch, she hits that one out of the right field, and it drops in there for a base hit. A solid hit out in the right field for Jenna Berkleyo. Second hit of the game for Lock Parle Valley, and brings up McClay Wushlager. McClay has two home runs this season. I saw one of those home runs against Renville County West. Here's the lineup and the pitch to Wushlager, and it missed for a ball. So Berkeley, the Eagles have a base runner at first base here in the bottom of the second inning with no score and one out. Mary's delivery is a strike call to McClay. McClay is, I believe she started when she was a sophomore at first base. She has a lot of varsity experience for the Eagles. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball outside. Boy, Mary Boppin can bring it. Two balls, one strike to McClay Wushlager, number 13 of the Eagles, with Berkville at first base. And there's that changeup. Wushlager pops it high in the air in the infield. Oh, they're not going to make the catch. And nobody's at second. And everybody's going to be safe. McClay Wushlager is safe. And Coach John Nevins calling a timeout. And Olivia Stratmon and Kelsey Spencer and Mary Boppin standing there. Nobody called for it. And it dropped in between them right in the infield there. And John not too happy about that. So Berkeley goes down to second base. And Wushlager at first. Sue Volk coaching first base for the Eagles. Well, the other games in Section 3A, there's going to be two games in KMS, the number one seed. They get a first-round bye, so they're not playing right now. But Renville County West and Lakeview are playing in Murdoch starting at 3:30 this afternoon. The winner of that game gets KMS at 6, the number one seed. That's in the other bracket, the Section 3A. And the home plate umpire now making Maddie Patzer take off her sweatshirt, or a red sweatshirt. So the Eagles with runners on first and second, one out here in the bottom of the second. And Maddie Patzer batting. She takes the first pitch low for a ball. What a season Maddie's had. Maddie's done an outstanding job, especially pitching. Kind of a surprise on the varsity as pitching. I believe she's undefeated at 7-0, and there's a strike call to Patzer. I believe she's like 6-0 or 7-0 on the season. Berkeley at second, Wushlager at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fall back for strike two. Maddie Patzer, a junior. Well, she possibly can score a run or more with a base hit here for the Eagles. And Mary Boffin's at the deliver, and there's the pitch. It's way high for a ball. Well, we saw, I don't know if Coach Larson going to be running the bases with, but she saw Amelia Olson do last inning, and the Dawson catcher. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Second strikeout. That was a big strikeout for Mary Boffin. It's two outs now. for the Eagles, and it's Ashton Molden stepping up to the plate for La Caparra Valley, the number 8 batter. And Mary's delivery is a strike call. Ashton Molden, Blackjacks, trying to get out of a bit of a jam here with two outs and two runners on base for La Caparra Valley. There's a strike two. 0-2 count to Ashton Molden as she looks down to Coach Janet Larson. So a big pitch coming here for Mary Boffin of the Blackjacks. And she's in her windup, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. So Boffin, after the Eagles get two runners on base, Boffin strikes out Patzer and Molden to end the inning, and we remain scoreless, and the Eagles leave two on. We'll go to the top of the third with the Blackjacks coming to bat. We'll be right back after this.
You don't have to worry about your family's comfort because you have Great Plains Natural Gas. Dependable energy on demand whenever you need it. You've come to rely on natural gas for comfort and convenience to warm your home, cook your meals, and heat your water. Peace of mind and quality of life you expect. Great Plains Natural Gas, your energy of choice. For more information on the advantages of natural gas, contact your local Great Plains office. Great Plains Natural Gas, quality services, naturally.
At Syngenta, we don't take the power of the seed lightly, which is why we invest more than $3 million every day of the year in global research and development of our traits and products, and why we continue to bring advanced genetics, traits, and technologies to growers, and why our Golden Harvest seed advisors provide the expertise they've developed over a lifetime to help you make every field count. Call your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota today. If you want Seed Plus, he is your partner.
All right, welcome back to La Caparra Valley. No score between the Eagles and the Blackjacks in the Section 3 softball playoff game. And I'm broadcasting right next to the Dawson Boyd dugout. And I tell you what, Coach John Nevins, he's fired up after a few innings. He's got the black, he's pumped, let me tell you. Talking to the girls. And between innings here, well, here we go. It's 7, 8, 9 batters for the Blackjacks. Amelia Olson batting for Dawson Boyd. Took a first pitch, a strike there from Kylie Lart. Next pitch is swung on and foul back for strike two. As kind of a weird weather day, if you want to call it that. A lot of clouds and the sun will peek out like it is right now. And it goes under. It might get a little raindrop here and there. Amelia Olson, ninth grader at the plate. There's a pitch call, strike three. That throws Amelia at the plate there. One out. Second, third strike out of the game for Kylie Larson. Here's Olivia Stratmon. And the pitch is a strike. Olivia Stratmon playing third base. One out. There's another strike thrown. So Kylie Larson working it hard here. Not wasting much time between pitches. And Larson in her 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Back-to-back strikeout here for Kylie Larson getting Olson and now Stratmon. Here's the number 9 batter for Dawson Boyd, Jenna Wyam. Jenna Wyam looks down to Coach John Nevins at third base. And here's the windup in the pitch. And I think that was low for a ball. Well, the school is almost out for the season and wrapping up section play. There's a strike called. I believe it's 1-1 to Jenna Wyam. Here's the windup in the pitch. Hard ball right to short. Kelsey Lund fields it. Throws the first for the out. And that's a 1-2-3 put out. 1-2-3 inning, I should say, for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Blackjacks. And we are going to go to the bottom of the third inning with no score between Dawson Boyd and La Caparra Valley. You're listening to Section 3 softball from La Caparra Valley High School right here on Q92.
You give your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Talk to your friends at Boris Crop Insurance Agency, insuring and serving farmers in Minnesota and South Dakota since 1995. They offer MPCI and crop hail policies and offer personalized farm map books. Call anytime for an appointment. They'll meet with you on your farm, in their pickup, or at the office. That's Boris Crop Insurance Agency. Mark Boris and Deb Boris, owner's agents. Tiffany Boris handles mapping and policy processing. Give them a call, 320-752-4545. Boris Crop Insurance Agency. Experience you can trust. An equal opportunity provider.
The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right, no score between La Caprile Valley, the number 2 seed, and Dawson Boyd, the 7th seed, here in this first round playoff game in Section 3A. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports and Eagles batting in the bottom of the third. It'll be the 9-1 and 2 batters. Here's Sidney Gertis, the catcher for La Caprile Valley, to face Mary Boffin. And pitches a ball. Mary had 3 strikeouts in that second inning. After the Eagles got a couple of runners on base, there's a ground ball hit the second. Ashley Borstedt fields it, throws the first for the out. So a 4-3 put out, and there's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. And it'll bring up the top of the order in Kelsey Lund. Just looking at the south half of Section 3A, 2 games played in Edgerton today and 2 in Wabasso. Number 1 seed out of the south is Edgerton Southwest Christian. All right, here's Kelsey Lund. And a pitch is low for a ball. As I mentioned, Kelsey has had a tremendous season. 12 RBIs, 7 doubles, leads the team in stolen bases. Don't have her on base percentage. There's a chopper right back to Mary. Mary throws the first, and there's 2 quick outs. So the number seed, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, hanging tough here with the number 2 seeded La Caprile Valley Eagles. In the third inning, and here's Haley Wushlager. Haley grounded out right back to Mary, the Blackjack pitcher in the first inning. And Mary's pitch is low for a ball. Defensively, it is Amelia Olsen behind the plate. Jenna Williams at first. Ashley Borstedt at second. Kelsey Spencer playing short. Olivia Stratmone at third. That's your infield for Dawson Boyd. And the pitch is a ball to Haley. Out in the outfield for the Blackjacks, got Brittany Whitmore in left field, Lily Olson in center, and freshman Kaya Jordahl in right field. That's your defense for the Blackjacks. Pitch is low for a ball to number 1, Haley Wushlager. Haley also an outstanding athlete at La Caprile Valley. Enjoy watching her play volleyball and especially basketball. Eagles played in that section basketball championship this past winter. There's a hit right down the middle for a strike, a fastball. Blazing fastball there by Mary Boffin. I believe it was a 2-strike, but 1-strike count. 3 balls, 1 strike. Swung on and fouled back for strike 2, so we have a full count now to Haley Wushlager. No score between Dawson Boyd and La Caprile Valley. Here comes a full count pitch to Haley Wushlager. Mary's delivery. Ground ball chopper right back to Boffin, the pitcher. She throws the first, and that is a 1-2-3 inning. And we're moving along here in our first game of the day. No score between Dawson Boyd and La Caprile Valley as the Blackjack come off the field. We'll be right back.
Spring has sprung, and so has allergy season. The good news is you don't have to travel far to find relief. Dr. Brian Brennan, allergist immunist, sees patients on a monthly basis at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Dr. Brennan specializes in diagnosing and treating conditions such as hay fever, sinus trouble, asthma, food allergy, eczema, and hives. He also treats itchy skin conditions, chronic cough, and reoccurring sinus infections and bronchitis. Dr. Brennan can identify the source of your suffering and provide an effective treatment option that will help you find the relief you never knew existed. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Outreach Services at Johnson Memorial Health Services at 320-312-2133 or visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org.
Well, we're going to the top of the fourth inning, and we still have no score between La Caprile Valley and Dawson. Boy, it's been a pitcher's duel here between Kylie Larson of the Eagles and Mary Boffin of the Blackjacks. So here we go in the top of the order for Dawson Boyd here to start the top of the fourth inning. Ashley Borstedt, Brittany Whitmore, Mary Boffin. Here's the first pitch from Kylie Larson. The number 10, Ashley Borstedt, is high and away for a ball. 1-0. The next pitch is low and in the dirt for ball two. 2-0 to Ashley Borstedt. Ashley is a junior. As I mentioned, Blackjack, a very young team. Just start one senior, two juniors. Next pitch is a strike right down the middle. Blackjack start four sophomores and two freshmen in this section game. Next pitch, ground ball hit the Tadiah Tassel. Tadiah fields it cleanly. Goes low. Oh, a nice scoop by Wisslager at first. McClay. And there's one out. Tadiah's throw was low. It looked like a one-hopper. Right to first base, McClay Wisslager. Scooped it up. And now bunting is Brittany Whitmore. She bunted the ball. Coach John Nevins. Excited. Brittany Whitmore, a junior. One strike on her. Home plate umpire talking with Sydney Gertis. There's a little discussion going on there between the home plate umpire and the catcher for Lockerbaugh Valley, Sydney Gertis. Now we're ready to go. And here's the pitch. Chopper foul towards the third base dugout. Well, I look up and I do see some blue sky as some of the clouds are parting, but the wind seems to be picking up. A strike here on Brittany Whitmore. She reaches for that one and pops it foul over my head here. I'm broadcasting at a picnic table right next to the, right behind home plate and right next to the Dawson Boyd Blackjack first base dugout. Pitches in the dirt for a ball. I believe it's 3-2. 2-2, maybe. And here's the windup and the pitch. Ball three. 2-2, excuse me. The umpire cracked me. Two balls, two strikes. Brittany Whitmore, and there's a chopper to short. Kelsey Lund has it, throws the first, and there's an out. Kelsey Lund at short. Fielding, nice fielding play there, routine, and throws Whitmore out at first base. Here's the pitcher for the Blackjacks, Mary Boffin. Mary grounded out to Maddie Patzer in the first inning. The pitch is low in the dirt, goes back to the backstop. Yeah, I remember that play. That was a bullet, a hard hit ball, probably the hardest hit ball of the game so far. And Patzer knocked it down, kept it in front of her. Oh, there's a high fly ball left field. And Haley Wolfwagen comes in and makes the catch. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. How about that? Let's see. The fourth inning in a row, the Kylie Larson has retired the Blackjacks, 1-2-3. So we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth with the Eagles coming to bat. No score between Dawson Boyd and Lockerbaugh Valley in this Section 3A tournament. We'll be right back.
For all your insurance needs, it's the Lockerbaugh Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency. Lockerbaugh Mutual Insurance Company was organized in 1885 and is owned by the people it serves. If you need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home, contact the Lockerbaugh Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, located 868 6th Street, downtown Dawson. Talk with Peter or Vicki Strand or Lockerbaugh Mutual Insurance Company, the Strand Agency, Dawson.
Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country. Heartland is gonna save you money on a truck or car. You know where we are, yeah. Right in the heart of truck country. An excellent selection, the biggest one in town. People love our prices and they come from miles around. We got new trucks, used trucks, see the deals on all our wheels. At Heartland Motor Company, in the heart of truck country.
See Heartland Motor Company, Morris.
All right, we're back. Here at Lockerbaugh Valley High School, Section 3A softball. No score between Lockerbaugh Valley and Dawson Boyd. The Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. Boy, a lot of people in their vehicles out in the outfield from left field to right field. I don't know if you can get another vehicle in there. Some people out of their vehicles sitting with their lawn chairs watching this game. Probably listening in their vehicle as well. All right. Here's the Eagles. Kylie Larson, Tania Tossel, Jenna Berkeley, the first three batters. And there's the ball. Kylie Larson. And Mary winds up, and the pitch is a strike call. Kylie leads the team in triples. She has three triples this year. And I'm sure the Eagles want one of them right now. There's a little changeup, and that missed for a ball. Janet Larson coaching third base. Sue Volk coaching first for Lacapelle Valley, and we're in the bottom of the fourth. And there's a shot on the first baseline out of play for a strike. Kylie's also a lot of varsity experience as she's a senior this year, graduating this weekend from Lacapelle Valley. And she's going up to Fargo for school. All right, here we go. Larson at the plate. Blackjack defense ready in a scoreless game. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Mary again. Bothan, a quick throw to Wyam. And that's a one out. How many putouts by Bothan here in the ballgame? One, two, three. That was her fourth putout. The Eagles have hit the ball back to Mary four times here in the first four innings. There's Tania Tossel, who's probably swinging the hottest bat in the Camden Conference. Let me tell you, she's put up some big-time stats this year. I mentioned earlier, Tania leads the Eagles in RBIs with 32. Two home runs. Five. No, there's a shot down the right field line. I think that's fair. And it's just foul. Oh, my. Down the right field line. The ball went into the corner. Home plate umpire said it's foul. Tania comes back with a big smile on her face. She saw extra bases written all over that if it was fair. One ball, one strike to the senior, Tania Tossel. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2-1. Blackjacks 0. The Eagles 0 here in the bottom of the fourth. No runs scored. And Mary in her windup, and the pitch is outside for a ball 3. 3-1 to Tania Tossel, who struck out in the second inning. And that was a battle between Mary and Tania there. Coach John Nevins next to me. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and fall back to the backstop. And looking into the bleachers, there's a lot of people here. I saw the bold Warrior softball team just walked in behind me here. Some of their fans will be walking in here, and then the McRae fans as well. So there's going to be a lot of people here in a little bit. Here's a big pitch, a full count pitch to Tania. She swings at that one, chops it right to her coach in the third base coaching box. Foul. Tania's a competitor, a battler. I don't know if you can hear the Blackjack coach, John Nevins, is sitting next to me, or standing next to me. And John's always chattering out there. Here's Mary's pitch on a full count. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Tossel. Mary strikes Tania Tossel out once again. And there's two outs. Another good battle there between Tossel and Bothan. Here's Jenna Berkeley, who got a base hit. And got down to second base. The Eagles, they've had two runners. And that's Berkeley. Well, Carly was on base in the first inning. But she was thrown out stealing on a nice throw by the catcher, Amelia Olsen. Here's a swing and a miss by Berkeley. Coach Janet Larson encouraging Jenna from third base coaching box. One ball, one strike, Berkeley. Two out here in the bottom of the fourth. No score. There's that changeup, and it goes way outside for a ball. And a strikeout by Tossel is Mary's fourth strikeout in the game. Here's the pitch. The Berkeley hole swung on and fall back for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. The number four, Jenna Berkeley. It's the number two seed versus the seventh seed today. And the sun's shining. A little bit here. And the pitch. Pop ball right by us here. Layup. And it goes right over my head. Jenna battling hard with Boffin again. The Jack. Mary Boffin in her windup. And here's the pitch. Ground ball to third. And a nice fielding play by Stratmore. She throws the first. And there's a 1-2-3 inning again. And Coach Nevin's clapping his hand as he runs by me here. Good job, good job. Blackjacks hang around with the number two-seeded Eagles. No score. And Dawson Boyd coming to bat here in the top of the fifth. We'll be right back.
Haugen Insurance Agency Incorporated has moved the Madison location. Our office is located at the front of the Erickson Chevrolet Garage in Madison on Highway 75. Our honest, no-pressure sales approach remains the same, along with our phone number, 320-598-3332. We apologize for any confusion, but please contact us with any questions about hours of service or if you'd like a farm visit for a free quote. We look forward to being your trusted crop insurance agent in 2017.
Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, offer new and used truck parts and tires. They're also the buyer of used salvageable trucks and trailers. Talk to Jerry Carpenter, their parts manager, or Terry or Matt Wiesman in sales. Call 1-800-456-2193. Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212, Dawson, Minnesota.
All right, Paul Ramo out here at Lockaparral Valley High School. Just felt a little raindrop. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. No score between Lockaparral Valley and Dawson Boyd. Single elimination for this game. Kaya Jordahl batting for the Blackjacks. Takes the first pitch, a strike from Kylie Larson. Larson has retired the Blackjacks 1-2-3 every inning. First, second, third, and fourth inning. There's the next pitch, is slow for ball. Blackjacks really being boisterous. In their dugout next to me here, making a lot of noise. And there's a swing and fall back by Kaya Jordahl. I think I was with Renville County West, the season opener for the Blackjacks. Yeah, Renville County West in that 13-12 win. Kaya hit a home run over the fence. That was pretty exciting to start the softball season. She swings at that pitch and falls it back. That was a long night, almost 10 o'clock before we got done. 13-12, the Blackjacks winning it. There's a shot right by Coach Nevin. John reached for it, and he pulled his hand back. He wasn't going to snag that one out of the air. That would have smarted. Smart decision there by Coach Nevin to pull back on that one. That was a bullet by Jordahl. Falling. All right, Larson in her windup and the pitch. And that's a ball. Kaya Jordahl. Here's the pitch from Larson. And that's the ball, three. Three balls and two strikes to Kaya Jordahl, the freshman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Larson strikes her out. One out here in the top of the fifth. That was the fifth strikeout of the game for Kylie Larson. And it brings up the center fielder, Lily Olson. Lily, the only senior, starting, takes the pitch of ball. Little sprinkles coming out. Might have to break out the umbrella. Looking up, might get a little shower here. Bunt the foul. Blackjacks have not had a base runner. Oh, they have. They did, too. They had Kaya Jordahl, who had the double. Excuse me, Kaya. Kaya did have that stand-up double in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Kylie Larson. And throws over for the second out. Hard hit ball right back by Lily Olson. Right to Larson. And there's two outs. Kelsey Spencer, the shortstop, batting now for Dawson Boyd. She struck out in the second inning. They're only at bat. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Section 3A softball playoffs. First round, single elimination. And the seventh-seeded Blackjacks giving a good effort here against the second-seeded Lockaparral Valley Eagles. No score. And batting is Kelsey Spencer. She takes a strike. A strike there to Kelsey Spencer, the shortstop. And Larson delivers, and it's low in the dirt. believe it's 2-1 or 2. Two balls, one strike. To Kelsey Spencer. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second. Maddie Pather fields it, throws the first, and there's the third out. And again, for the fifth inning in a row, the Eagles retire the Blackjacks. 1-2-3. And we'll be back. No score between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. We'll be back right after this.
You're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
The Mattress Barn Memorial Day sale is going on now, and it's a great time to come in and save. Hi, this is Laura Clark, and we welcome you to lay into comfort with brand new Sleep Fresh technology. This industry-leading new technology cools or heats your mattress to optimize your sleep temperature. The best part is each side is independently programmable. Hurry in as we're going to knock off $800 on the first 5 sets sold. Plus, pick up pillows at buy one, get one at half price. We would also like to thank all of the veterans with an extra 15% off. And don't forget to register at the store or on our Facebook page for $600 mattress set to be given away to a service member. Lay into comfort with our Memorial Day sale at the Mattress Barn on East College Drive in Marshall.
All right, Paul Ramo back here at La Caprell Valley High School for Section 3A softball action. And no score between La Caprell Valley and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be McClay Wishlager, Maddie Pather, Ashton Molden, the first three batters for the Eagles. The base, Mary Boffin, who's pitched very well here against one of the best hitting teams in the area. And the first pitch to McClay Wishlager is high for a ball. Here's the windup by Mary Boffin, and the pitch is high for ball two. Down all my years of broadcasting La Caprell Valley softball, probably one of the better hitting teams I've seen the Eagles have. I mean, from top to bottom, 1 through 9, they all can hit. There's a foul ball right to the backstop here, and I had to flinch on that one because it was coming right at me. Yeah, the Eagles have just put up some big-time numbers offensively. Their run scores, I mean, the last 8-9 games, they put up 13, 10, 12, 12, 11, 12 runs. There's a strike called to McClay. And if you're with us in the coach's show on Saturday, about every Saturday, we talk about the aggressive base running that Coach Larson likes to do once the Eagles get on base. Well, they haven't only had a couple batters. There's a chopper back to Mary, and she throws the YM for the out. And we've had a number of them in the ballgame, and the ball's hit right back to the pitcher. So Wishlager, McClay, grounds out to Mary Boffin for the first out, and brings up Maddie Patzer, who struck out in the second inning. As I mentioned, these two teams met earlier in the season, back on April 27th. And the Eagles swept the Blackjacks 11-1 and 14-3. And there's a strike call to Maddie Pather. Maddie's had a couple of defensive plays in this game, and that pitch is low in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to Maddie, who wears number 7. And Boffin's pitch, hit out, right to Ashley Forston at second base, and she reaches her glove up and makes the catch. A line drive right to second baseman Ashley Forston. Ashley just had to raise her arm and make the catch. Two out. You're in the bottom of the fifth with no score. And here's number 3, Ashton Molden. She hits the short. And the throw to first, not in time. Kelsey Spencer couldn't field it cleanly, and so the Eagles get a base runner. Kelsey kept the softball in front of her after she couldn't field it cleanly, but she kept the softball in front of her and picked it up and threw late, and Molden beat the throw. Here's the number 9 batter, Sidney Gertis. And Gertis hits one around the right field, it's a line, and It must have hit a car because everybody's laughing. And hopefully it's not mine. I can't see it because the dugout's in the way. I'm going to have to move my car between games, that's for sure. Sydney Gurdes, who grounded out to Ashley Borstedt at second base in her only at-bat. And the pitch, and she hits a high fly ball. So it all going back. And goes over her head, goes to the right field fence. And rounding third is Ashton Molden. And Molden scores. And a triple for Sydney Gurdes. And you can hear the Larkin-Ball Valley fans. And the Eagles lead 1-0. Ball was well hit. I had really not a chance for it, short all. And it went over her head. And Gurdes, of course, with her big speed. And time called by head coach John Nevin as Kelsey Lund, the top of the order for the Eagles. So a big hit there, a big RBI by Sydney Gurdes. Puts the Eagles on the scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gurdes is at third base with two out. That was a two-out hit for Gurdes. Sydney. That was Sydney's 10th RBI of the season. Well, Kelsey Lund, she could pick up an RBI base hit here. And here's Mary Boffin in her windup. And a long fly ball deep center field. It's going to one hopper. It goes all the way to the center field fence. That scores another one. Lund down second. On her way to third. And Kelsey Lund with an RBI triple. Back-to-back triples for the Eagles. And Lacapaul Valley now leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. All this happening on two outs. That was well hit, and Lily Olsen, not a chance for Lily. There was the 210 mark in center field. So Lund got a hold of that one. And here's Haley Wuschlager. Haley's grounded out both times back to Mary Boffin. Here's the pitch. It's out. Ooh, they call it a strike. That was a strike called to Haley. So the fifth inning for the Eagles, they put up a couple runs so far. And Kelsey Lund's at third base. And there's a chopper. And it's going to go foul. Mary Boffin picks it up in foul territory down third baseline. Kelsey Lund with that triple. Gurdes with that triple. Back-to-back triples for the Eagles. And Haley Wuschlager. Two strikes. One ball, two strikes to Haley Wuschlager. Mary in her windup and the pitch. Change up. Oh, it hits Mary in the leg. And then it ricochets out in the past the shortstop. A base hit there for Wuschlager, scoring Kelsey Lund, and it's 3-0. And let's hope Mary's okay. That was a hard hit ball right back to Mary Boffin. Hit her right in the right below the knee. And boy, that thing just ricocheted towards Kelsey Spencer. Actually went out on the grass in left field. That's how far that ball ricocheted off Mary's leg. She's okay. And it's 3-0, Lacapaul Valley. And Kylie Larson, that's what's frustrating if you're a Blackjack fan or a Blackjack, the scoring the runs on two outs. And the pitch to Kylie Larson is low for ball two, 2-0. Kylie has got a base hit, and she got thrown out in the very first inning and grounded out to Boffin in her last at-bat. Haley Wuschlager at first base, and the pitch, chopper foul. Well, in the Eagles' bad start, I tell you, like I said earlier, they're one of the better hitting teams in the area, putting up some big-time offensive numbers this year. Blackjack defense ready with Kylie Larson at the plate. Two balls, one strike to Larson. Here's the pitch. Ground ball is short. And Whitmore, nobody on the bag, and everybody's safe. Kelsey Spencer fielded the ball. and was going to underhand it to second, but Ashley Borstedt was towards the side of the bank. I don't know if Ashley thought she was going to throw to first or what, but beating the throw there was Wuschlager. So here's Tenaya Tassel with two runners on. Swing and a miss for strike one. Tenaya's had a tough day at the plate so far with two strikeouts. And they've been battles with Mary Poppin. Runners on first and second for Lacapal Valley. They have three runs in here this inning. And here's the pitch. Oh, it might have hit her. And I think it did. It did. It hit the batsman. So the bases are going to be loaded for Lacapal Valley with two outs. And Jennifer Burkeville will bat. Haley Wuschlager at third. Kylie Larson at second. Tenaya Tassel hit by the pitch is at first base. And Jenna Burkwell will step into the batter's box with two outs. Bases juiced here for Lacapal Valley in the bottom of the fifth. And a pitch is outside for a ball. Don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's so frustrating when you get two quick outs. And then the floodgates open up after that. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base side. One ball, one strike to Jenna Burkwell. Junior, center fielder. Black Ducks just trying to get this final out. They need one more out here to get out of the inning. But bases are loaded here for Lacapal Valley. And here's the pitch by Boffin. Chopper towards the first base dugout. We got Haley Wuschlager at third, Kylie Larson at second, and Tenaya Tassel at first. And there's two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Lacapal Valley leading 3-0. Mary trying to get back in the dugout here. One ball, two strikes. And Boffin delivers. And it's low for ball two. 2-2 to Jenna Burkwell. What a crowd we have here at Lacapal Valley right now watching this game. Here's the pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Mary takes a big sigh of relief there. But the Eagles come up with three hits, or three runs on three hits, one error, and they leave three stranded. We're going to the top of the sixth inning, Lacapal Valley 3, Dawson Boyd nothing. We'll be right back with more 6-3 softball right after this.
Hello, this is Eddie Massey with Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton. At Farmers and Merchants, our bank is locally owned and operated. We pride ourselves on customer service and working with our customers to achieve their short and long-term financial goals. Beyond banking, at Farmers and Merchants, we have a full-service insurance agency. Please feel free to give us a call and talk with one of our employees regarding any questions you may have at 320-289-1454 or visit us on the web at www.farmers-merchants.com. Farmers and Merchants, you'll find us friendly.
It's gonna get hot today. Grab a ice cold sun drop and show us how you drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
And drop it.
Cause I got it going on. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
A first quenching citrus soda just dropped coast to coast. Sun drop.
That's how you drop it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Sun drop distributed by Madison Bottling, Madison, Minnesota. The time is 3:59. You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.
The score 3-0, Lacapal Valley leading Dawson Boyd here as the Blackjacks are batting in the top of the sixth inning. We play seven. Amelia Olson, number seven batter, takes a strike there from Kylie Larson. And Amelia Olson, a ninth grader, struck out in the third inning. Here's a swing and a miss for strike two. Kylie Larson, senior right-hander. Two-strike count on Amelia Olson, the 7, 8, and 9 batters this inning for Dawson Boyd. Here's a pitch, and it's a high pop up in the infield, and the shortstop, Kelsey Lund, calling for it and makes the catch for the first out. That was a high pop up. First, I thought Tenaya Tassel was going to take it at third, and then Kelsey called her off and made the catch. One out here in the top of the sixth inning, 3-0 Eagles leading. Single elimination
Here's Olivia Stratmon. Olivia plays playing third base. She's a sophomore. And she struck out in her only at-bat in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Fastball right down the middle. Eagles have three quality pitchers in Kylie Larson, Maddie Patzer. Here's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. And Haley Wushlager, the other pitcher for the Eagles. Here's the pitch, and that's low. To Olivia Stratmon on deck, Jenna Wyam. I see McCray and Bold are warming up in the JV field next to me here. They'll play next. We won't be broadcasting that game. Here's a swing and a miss for strike three. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Then it brings up the number nine batter, Jenna Wyam, the first baseman. Wyam grounded out to Maddie Patzer in her only at-bat here in the ballgame. Here's the windup by Kylie, and that's low for a ball. Well, we haven't got rained on. Had a little drizzle about a couple of innings ago, but the blue sky up there now. A little cool out. However, there's a bunt played right back to Kylie. She throws the first for the out. Maddie Patzer covering first base. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Blackjacks. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning with Lacapaul Valley leading the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks 3-0. And you're listening to Section 3A softball action right here on 92.1 FM, KOKP, Madison Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located downtown Dawson, says congratulations to all our area graduates. Stop in, sign up for two $20 gift certificates. Winners will be drawn on June 1st. Check out the graduation sale. All silver jeans, $10 off. Under Armour apparel, 20% off. School apparel, 20% off. Athletic shoes by Nike, Skechers, and New Balance, 25% off. Gyms will be closed for Memorial Day, Saturday, May 27th, and Monday, May 29th. Otherwise, the hours, Mondays through Fridays, from 9 a.m. till 5, Saturdays, 9 till noon. Call 320-769-2317. Gyms Clothing and Sporting Goods, located downtown Dawson.
Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan Smith at 320-226-1079. Ryan reminds you to always stay safe and wishes everyone the best of luck this season.
All right, McClay Wushlager starts out the bottom of the sixth inning with a base hit. She's trying for two. She's in there with a double. A double for McClay Wushlager to start the bottom of the sixth for the Eagles. The Lacapaul Valley leading Dawson Boyd by a score of 3-0. The Eagles put up a three spot last inning, all on two outs. And we're going to have a pinch runner here. And a pinch runner. And Maddie Patzer will be batting. And running. Gets the number there. Addie Bond running for Lacapaul Valley. Here's Maddie Patzer batting with runner on second base, pitch into dirt there by Mary Poffin. So Addie Bond at second base. Looking to Coach Larson at third base. Eagles leading 3-0. Single elimination game. After this round, everything is double elimination. You win this game here, or Bold and McCray with their game coming up next. You're guaranteed a game in Cottonwood on Saturday. That's a big day of softball in Cottonwood on Saturday. Here's a ground ball hit the short, and the shortstop, Kelsey Spencer, throws the first for the out. And on the throw to first, Bond goes to third. So one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Ashton Molden. Ashton reached on an error last inning.
Runner on third base, that's Bond, running for McClay Wishlager, who started out the inning with a double. And a swing and foul back for strike one to Ashton Molden, the number eight batter in the batting order for La Caprile Valley. Mary Boffin, who was just cruising along there. And a pitch, Bonzo, I think a hitter. And the home, if you're going to call it a strike, I think the ball missed her bat. I think they're going to call it a strike. Two strikes on Ashton Molden. Ashton, a sophomore, here's the windup in the pitch. And it hit the plate and actually hit Amelia Olson in the face mask. And staying at third base is Bond. Two strikes on Molden. Sydney Gertis on deck for La Caprile Valley. And there's one out. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Eagles leading 3-0. There's a ground ball. The force that fields it, throws the first, throws it wide. And going down to second base is Molden. The run scores, making it 4-0. Ashley Borstedt, they fielded the ball second, then she threw it way wide to Wyam, an air there. And Molden goes down to second on the throw to first. Here's Sydney Gertis, who started out the last inning with a triple. Start things going, and she swings at that ball, falls it back. Gertis picking up. It was actually back-to-back triples by Lund and, or Gertis and Lund. So the score 4-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Mary Boffin's pitch in the dirt, and the runner, Molden, will go down to third base on the pass ball on the wild pitch. Cindy Gertis at the plate for the Eagles. Three balls, two strikes to Cindy. Here's the windup and the pitch by Boffin, and that is low. Cindy wanted to take a cut at it there and held back. Molden at third base, and there's just one out, I believe. Two outs. And the pitch is a ball. Three balls, one strike to Gertis. And Mary taking her time here. Now the pitch is inside for ball four. I think that's the first walk of the game by any pitcher. So runners on the corners for La Caprile Valley, Molden at third. Brings up Kelsey Lund for the Eagles. Top of the order now for La Caprile Valley. Kelsey had a triple, RBI triple in her last at-bat. Here's a pitch, and there goes Gertis down the second. Here's the throw, not inside, ball gets away. And then on the throw to second, Molden is going to score. And then going to third is Gertis. So it's 5-0 La Caprile Valley. And Kelsey Lund at the plate. The throw is the second. Boy, the ball went off. Ashley Borstedt trying to, with Gertis trying to steal second. The ball just ricocheted off her glove and went out to right field side. Here's a ground ball at third. Strathmore fields it, throws the first for the out. But that's two outs. But a run scores with Sydney Gertis scoring from third base. Two outs now. Nice play by Stratmon at third base. And here's Haley Wishlager. 6-0. La Caprile Valley leading here at the bottom of the sixth. And here's the pitch to Haley. It's a ball. Softball playoffs are fun. I like the way the tournament's set up. And here's the windup in the pitch to Wishlager, and that's ball. Or strike called, excuse me. Looks like the scoreboard is really messed up. It's all garbled out there. The scoreboard is, must have froze up. And there's a ground ball right back to Boffin, the pitcher, and she throws the first for the out, and that's the third out. 1-3 put out. La Caprile Valley has three more runs. They lead 6-0. The Blackjack's going to bat here in the top of the seventh. We'll be back with more Section 3A softball right after this.
Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling provides the following services to landowners: drainage, tile installation, and ditch cleaning, and much more. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. Contact Nate today. That number again, 320-226-7022. Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. For more information, check them out on the web at ludvigsontiling.com.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The Lackparl Agency are just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. Lackparl Agency, a friend you can depend on. Get the Lackparl Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, 320-598-7541. That's 320-598-7541. The Lackparl Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison.
All right, the Eagles leading Dawson Boyd 6-0 here in the top of the seventh. Blackjacks trying to keep their season going here. Eagles three outs away. And the pitch is outside to Ashley Borsted. Ashley's grounded out the second, and she's grounded out the third in the ballgame here. Eagles put up 0-0 until the fifth inning. Eagles put up three in the fifth, three in the sixth. Six swing and a miss there by Borsted. Kylie Larson has six strikeouts, and there's a ground ball, hit the short. Kelsey Lund fields it, throws the Wushlager for the out. One out here in the top of the seventh, and that brings up Brittany Whitmore. Number four, Brittany's flying out to Berkeley on center, grounded out to Lund, that's short in the ball game. Ground ball, foul, just on the other side of the third base bag. McCray and Bold will play next year after probably a half-hour break, and they'll get that game going, and then the winners will play each other. After that, we'll have that game for you right here on Q92. There's a swing and a miss by Brittany Whitmore. Mary Boffin on deck. And a windup by Kylie Larson, and the pitch is swing and a miss for strike three. So the Eagles are one out away from advancing into the tournament. And it brings up Mary Boffin. Mary Boffin at the plate. She's in her windup. Ground ball to third. Tossel fields it, throws to first, and she's out. Oh, Tossel finishes it. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. And there's your final score, Lackparl Valley 6, Dawson Boyd nothing. And that will end the Blackjack season. And the Eagles will continue on. They'll play later tonight around 6:30 against the winner of Bold and McCray. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with the Neon Needles postgame show right after this.
This is Scott Sieg, certified crop advisor for Jeff Olson Seeds. DeKalb corn hybrids and Asgro soybean varieties provided outstanding yield results for area farmers this past harvest. Contact me at 320-226-4303 if you have any additional corn or soybean seed needs for the upcoming growing season. We can also discuss hybrid and variety placement recommendations based on your farming operation, soil types you work with, and conditions which you may be facing this spring. Jeff Olson Seeds can also provide soybean seed treatment and inoculant capabilities. Thank you for your support of Jeff Olson Seeds. Have a safe and successful 2017 cropping season.
Plan your Memorial weekend with a trip to Jim's Market located right on Highway 75 in Canby. Fresh ground beef, 3-pound family packs, not less than 80% lean, $2.49 a pound. Johnsonville bratwurst or Italian sausage, 19-ounce packages, select varieties, $3.88. Fresh sweet corn, 5 ears for $2. Seedless whole watermelon, $3.99 each. Bush's best baked or grilling beans, 21 to 28-ounce cans, selected varieties, 3 for $5. Check out this week's flyer for many more great specials during Memorial Week savings at Jim's Market, located right on Highway 75 in Canby.
This is J.D. Reese, owner of Heartland Eye Care Centers. Whether your need is for an annual eye exam or you require more specialized care, our team provides highly qualified and experienced staff who care about your eyesight. Our attention to detail and customer satisfaction standards make our first-time customer our lifetime customer. Our goal is quality care. We offer cataract, refractive, and laser surgery pre-op and post-op, bifocal lens fitting, glaucoma diagnosis, and treatment. Put your trust in the courtesy, consideration, and competence of Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Access your accounts anytime from your smartphone or tablet with MinWest Bank's mobile banking. Just download the new MinWest mobile banking app and get connected. With MinWest Bank's mobile banking, you can deposit checks, pay bills, or send money with Pop Money, receive alerts, transfer funds, and view balances and account history. Get connected today with MinWest mobile banking. MinWest Bank, member FDIC. Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supply soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show, sponsored by Neon Needles Downtown Montevideo. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street Montevideo and downtown Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramel here for 292 Sports. Your final score, Lac-a-Parle Valley 6 and Dawson Boyd nothing. It was a one-hitter for Kylie Larson. Line scores read 6 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 3 left on base. And for Dawson Boyd, no runs on 1 hit, 1 error, and nobody left on base. And joining me is head coach Janet Larson. Congratulations, Janet. You got that single elimination game out of the way. You can breathe a little bit.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah. We started a little slow, so yeah, we were all a little tense, I think.
Wow, the first 4 innings. That was unreal. The pitcher's duel between Mary Boffin and Kylie.
It was. It was a very good matchup, wasn't it?
Yeah. Your thoughts on the game?
Well, you know, I think Dawson's got a nice little team, and even from the last time we played, they certainly have made some nice progress and skills, and, you know, certainly Mary pitches a nice game. She's got a nice fastball, and her girls were a little tight. They were kept asking, what are they doing wrong? It's not about doing wrong. It's just, yeah, you got to get that right pitch, and then finally the timing came, and we broke it open a little bit.
Yeah, going into the fifth inning, Dawson got 2 quick outs there in the fifth with McClay and Maddie, they got 2 quick outs, and then Cindy Gertis came up with a big triple.
Right.
And I think a triple by Lund, though.
Yep.
Back-to-back triples.
Right behind her, yes.
Oh, with 2 outs.
Exactly. I told Kelsey, I said, come on, just relax a little, because she's, you know her.
Yep.
She's got the game face all the time. So I said, Kel, just loosen up a little here, and sure enough, she let loose and got that triple.
Also hitting well, Haley Wishlager and RBI. You know, then you put up 3 more in the 6th. So.
Yeah, it was a nice, you're right, a nice 2 innings for us, and I think it just relaxed the girls a little bit. They were feeling tight, and, you know, you get used to playing some kind of, I shouldn't say easy ball, but, you know, a feeling where you get some of those games and they get on their heels, and this game we had to play harder. I mean, Dawson did a very nice job. They're a good little team, and I think they should be proud of it. You know, a season, they had a tough season. John and I talked before the game, and he said, there were three games at the end of the season that they were up in the seventh inning and it just snuck away from them. So what their record is doesn't really demonstrate what they had today.
Right.
A good little team.
Yeah, and they're a very, very young team. Mary Boffin's a good pitcher.
Oh, my, she really has. I thought she was throwing better today than the last time we played them. So
yeah, and your thoughts on Kylie's pitching, John? I got her for a one-hitter, I think.
Yes, I do, too. It was that, yep, number four-hitter. That's Mac Twin.
Yes. Thoughts on Kylie's job?
I think she did a very nice job today. You know, it's nice to see as a senior that she can, you know, pitch well and feel good about the end of the season. So that was a good outing for her. She kept the ball low, which is what we needed to do. You know, they had more trouble with a low ball than they did the high ball. So that was a triple. Got up a little on the zone, and Kaya hit it very well.
All right. Well, you got McCray and Bold playing next year. Your thoughts on that game?
You know, we played McCray, obviously, this season and have beat them, but we know very little about Bold. So this will be a good game. I told the girls to relax a little. You know, you can run around and enjoy their family and fans, but they need to be watching and just take a good look at what's happening with this Bold team, because we will definitely get the winner at 6 o'clock or whenever this one's over.
Yeah, McCray 5-13, Bold 8-7 I got them for, so.
Yeah, and I think just because of their season, they ran out of some games, so that's why they're just looking at, you know, 15 games. But they play in a AA conference, so it's a little tougher for them. I know they played some good teams. We'll see how this goes for them today.
All right, I named the Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. I gave it to Cindy Gertis. She got things going in the fifth inning there with that triple.
I think that's very fitting. She did a nice job behind the plate for us, too.
Okay. Well, good luck against either Bold or McCray, and we'll talk to you after that game.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Janet Larson of the Eagles. With a 6-0 win over Dawson Boyd. And so La Caprile Valley will advance, as Janet mentioned, and play either Bold or McCray, who will be playing here shortly, will not be broadcasting that game. And Coach John Nevins, see if we get John here. John giving hugs to the girls. Their season ends. Kind of a tough season, but like we said, some very good athletes, a very, very young team. And hugs all around here next to me, and tears on the way as well. And see if can get John here. John can go on. John, you want to go on? So talk about his team here, and then we'll take a break, about a couple hour break. And John, you want to go on? And get John here on the Neon Needles post game show, and just talk about his. His team here, and Dawson Boyd graduates a few seniors. Actually, two seniors on this team, Christina Novi and Lily Olson, are the two seniors on the Blackjacks who just suited up for the last time here. So, John, well, you played the Eagles tough for the. Tough in the game there, John.
Yeah, we did. You know, and that's kind of our season. We struggled a little bit. You know, we probably lost 3, 4, 5 games in the last inning, and we struggled hitting all year.
But the first four innings against the number two seed, Mary pitched very well. You had good defense, for a while.
Yeah, we did. Mary's a good player.
Yeah.
Good pitcher.
And you got a very young team, John.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Yeah, we do. So we gotta, you know, we gotta play a little bit in the summer. You know, we gotta be able to hit the ball better.
Yeah. Talk about your two seniors on the squad.
Yeah.
Lily and
Christina. Yeah. Yeah, they're good girls. Lily's been with us a long time. Christina, you know, last year really hit the ball well. Didn't hit the ball as well this year, but she's a good player. We're going to miss them.
Yeah. What were you just telling the girls in the huddle there?
I was just kind of telling them that, you know, we tried hard. That's about as good as we could. If we can get into the fifth inning, get into the sixth inning, and be a close game, you know, we're happy with that. And then we could maybe get a break.
Right.
And then that's just kind of our hitting, which kind of has been our Achilles a little bit, just didn't come through. And they pitched well. The Larson girl pitched really well. She moved the ball around. She didn't walk. We expected to get a couple walks out of her.
Yep.
We didn't.
Okay.
So maybe we took away a little bit of our aggressiveness by working into the count a little bit, because we thought we'd get some walks.
Right.
But she didn't walk anybody.
Yeah, I was impressed with Amelia Olson that very first inning. You threw Kylie Larson out at second.
Yeah.
The girls were pumped for the first four innings.
They were. And that has been kind of our strength. Our pitchers, both Mary and Ashley Borsett, have pitched well all year. Amelia, as the catcher, last year she started as an eighth grader, got a good arm and a good accurate arm. So they don't, a lot of the teams that struggle, you know,
the catch. They're stealing at him all the time. There's fastballs. There's walks. That hasn't been the case for us. They don't steal on us a lot because Mel's got a good arm.
Right. Yeah. Well, you start two ninth graders, four sophomores, and two juniors and a senior. Yeah. You got mostly everybody coming back.
Yeah.
So you got to be excited about that.
Yeah, we do. We feel good about that. I think the key is they got to get better. They got to play a little ball. And that's kind of the struggle when you get in these smaller towns. You know, you get five, six girls that like to play, but it takes nine, ten, and then there's vacations, the summer trip. So it'd be nice if we could play more ball.
All right. All right, John. Hey, thanks a lot for always helping me out, giving me some the lineup card on time and doing stuff like that. I appreciate you helping me out on the broadcast.
Yeah, thanks for covering us, Paul. And I'll be listening again. I think Black Ball's got a good ball club. I hope they can go into Saturday with a 2-0 record.
Yep. I remember the season opener I did up there in Renville County West. You know, I remember that 13-12 game? It was like at 3 o'clock at night.
It was. The wind started to blow.
20 blowout.
You see a lot of ball games, Paul.
That's right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it. John Evans of the Blackjacks. That wraps up our Neon Needles post-game show here at Lacapaw Valley. We'll take about maybe a two-hour break here as Bold and McRae will play each other, and then we'll come back with Lacapaw Valley taking on Bold or McRae. We know the Eagles will be playing in Cottonwood on Saturday, and we'll talk about that in the next game. So, once again, your final score here in the first game, Lacapaw Valley 6, Dawson Boyd nothing, and we'll see you in a couple hours.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Neon Needles, Montevideo. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by the Prairie Sun Bank, State Farm Insurance, Farmers Co-op Association, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, State Bank of Taunton, United Prairie Bank, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Syngenta Seeds, Boris Crop Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by Heartland Motor Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Dawson Truck Parts, Madison Dental Clinic, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Farmers and Merchants State Bank, Madison Bottling Company, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Ludvigson Tiling, Prairie Brand Seeds, Jeff Olson Seeds, Black Pearl Agency, Jim's Market. Sports brought to you by Heartland Eye Clinic, Olson Dre Service, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Lee Motor Company. Also by Jubilee Foods in Madison, First Security Bank of Canby, AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson and Madison. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports Coverage on 92.1 FM.